Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Check-In. Today, we're going to talk about asthma, and there's a couple of reasons for it. Number one, there was a new publication that came out in Nature looking and examining the new guidelines. And two, there's always a lot of changes, particularly with the new biologics out there. And I'm really happy today that we have Dr. Rajan Merchant with us, who specializes in allergy, asthma, and clinical immunology at the Woodland Clinic. I love talking to Dr. Merchant because he's a busy clinician who's also on the cutting edge of research. That's a great combination. So, Dr. Merchant, thanks for joining.
Hi, Dr. McGinn. Thank you for having me back and to talk about some key changes regarding asthma management.
Great. So let's jump into it. There is GINA, which is the Global Initiative for Asthma, that were discussed in a Nature publication. I think they were kind of distilled down to a couple of key recommendations. Why don't you talk about that? I know one of them was SMART, which is single maintenance and reliever therapy. So what do you take out of the GINA guidelines and for asthma? Help us think that through.
Sure. So the Global Initiative of Asthma or the GINA guidelines were updated last year in 2022. And some really key takeaways from that included SMART therapy. But before we get to SMART, really wanted to talk about why SMART, sort of came into play. One of the components was, overuse of short-acting, bronchodilators like albuterol, really increases risk for asthma exacerbations and mortality. And this was highlighted through a couple of studies at multinational registries, from Europe, including the Sabina study, where we saw increased albuterol canisters, used per year, really led to an increase in exacerbation and or mortality from asthma.
So, yeah, it sounds like if those are needing more and more relief, I guess the question is that a causal relationship between needing that relief or they're just sicker? But clearly we need to stop that, overuse of those relievers. So tell us a little bit about the what SMART brings into play here.
Yeah, so one of the key recommendations for SMART, which again stands for single maintenance and reliever therapy, is where we can now use a combination inhaler with ICS and formoterol, which can be used across all severities of asthma from mild intermittent to severe persistent, where this inhaler can be used as both a controller medicine as a daily inhaler, as well as your as-needed rescue or reliever medicine for acute symptom management.
So you and I were talking about this. This seems a little counterintuitive. So your maintenance medication, in this case, we're talking specifically ICS plus formoterol, which is a LABA, long-acting beta agonist, that has a short-acting component to it, so it can be used as a rescue reliever. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes, formoterol does have a fast action of onset to help with reliever symptoms for acute symptoms, that individuals with asthma face, as well as, again, that long-acting component of the bronchodilator, to help with, better, overall control.
Got it. So just to be clear, if I happen to have a patient who's on a LABA and a steroid at the same maintenance, and they're using a lot of reliever therapy, I might want to switch them over to this combination?
Yeah, so one option would be to switch them over to this combination of ICS with formoterol, which would then allow them to have one inhaler for use, right, plus their, as well as their rescue, or to then move on to the next option, which are biologics.
Right. So let's switch to biologics. So I know that's something near and dear, and I've been reading a lot about biologics, and they seem to be more and more coming every day. So how do you think about this, just sort of in a big picture, approaching our patients who are kind of in that moderate to severe space?
Yeah. So individuals that, again, have moderate to severe asthma, we have a number of biologics now that have been approved, specifically targeting, type 2 inflammation, looking at various, individual therapies, for better asthma management.
And type 2, let's just be clear, because, it's a little jargon there. So type 2 is more on the eosinophilic allergic side, right?
Correct. Type 2 is one of the inflammatory states that looks at, eosinophils specifically, and, allergy as a component of that, specific cytokines that have been, involved in those pathways, IgE, IL-4, IL-5, and so on.
Got it. So if you're in primary care or you're managing a patient and they're on maintenance, therapy, yet still using a rescue inhaler, another option is to refer them to pulmonary to get an assessment for starting on a biologic. And you know, we should be on the lookout for those folks because there's so many good options out there, right?
Correct. Yeah. Any individuals, you know, that are experiencing recurring, you know, exacerbations of their asthma, you know, persistent uncontrolled symptoms, those individuals that are using a lot more of their SABA, you know, anyone requiring ED or huddle care, you know, probably should be referred to an allergy, asthma, or pulmonary office that can focus on some of these other options in terms of the biologic treatments.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us today. So I think I took a couple of things out of this. One is the new SMART single maintenance and reliever therapy, which is interesting. And of course, you know, our need to highlight that we can be sending more patients to be evaluated by our specialists biologic therapy. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining me today on the conversation about asthma, and I'll see you in 2 weeks at the next 5-minute check-in.